where the green block is by the hole. Unsurprisingly, they all live in the corners with the green block right of the bar. Can you figure out why the graph has a higher dimensionality near the corners? Here's Klotzky again. The goal is to get this big piece out of the bottom. It's slightly different since the intersections don't have pins, so blocks are free to move laterally. Compared to the last puzzle, it's much harder. I showed it to a coworker after work, but he wouldn't leave until he solved it. He finally got it. At 11 p.m. He thought the hardest part was getting the box under the horizontal bar. Instead of solving it myself, I was more interested to see how it works under the hood. Is getting the box under the bar actually the hardest part? The structure defined by this puzzle. What is its form? That's 25,955 nodes. The puzzle is symmetrical, so the graph is too. For example, if we take this position, the board is a mirror reflection of this node on the opposite side. Turning 90 degrees, we see a rough division into two halves. This red node right here is the starting position. And these are all the solutions, where the square is at the bottom. All the solution nodes are on the opposite half of the graph as the starting position. By making random moves, unless we get lucky, we're probably going to crash into this dense pit. Going back to the start, the only alternative is to walk one of these very fine lines to the other side. This line is the shortest path to a solution. Let's follow it.